This is from Benson Bulletin, and it's about Cromarsh Battle Farms. We are a diversified arable contract farming company based near Benson and run by the Chamberlain family. 2024 was the family's 130th year, with the fourth generation of the family, Tim and Charlie, currently running the farm. We manage approximately 760 hectares, 1,880 acres in hand, with a further 680 hectares, or 1,680 acres, under four separate whole farm contracts. We are an all-arable enterprise matching sound rotations with a developing habitat creation scheme. Satellite guidance, soil and crop mapping have been pioneered by us and help fine-tune management decisions. Our office is situated in Preston Cromarsh, while our main farmyard is just outside Ewelm. Our home farm consists of fields south of Preston Cromarsh, around RAF Benson, Ewelm, and to the east of Benson. We have always worked hard to maintain and enhance the farm environment and landscape, and have been a LEAF, linking the environment and farming, demonstration farm since its inception. Through these and a number of environmental schemes, we have established areas of woodland, new hedgerows, wildflower meadows and margins, wild bird seed plots, as well as carrying out willow pollarding, hedge laying and supplementary overwinter wild bird feeding. We also have several diversified projects, including the offices at Battle Barns in Preston Cromarsh, and being landlords to the Green Waste Site and Anaerobic Digester to the southwest of RAF Benson. As an arable farm, we produce predominantly combinable crops. Winter wheat is our main crop, grown primarily for milling and export, with some for livestock feed. Barley is grown for both stock feed and malting, oilseed rape for margarine and cooking oil, beans for animal feed, while a mix of maize and or poppies complete the rotation. The end of September marks the start of the new farming year, with preparation for and the start of planting crops for the 2026 harvest. This season, unlike the two previous, has been kind, and we have managed to plant all the oilseed rape, winter barley and all but 40 hectares of winter wheat, which we hope to do as soon as the weather allows. The plan for November, once everything was planted, was to keep an eye on weeds, pests and diseases, and protect the crops where necessary so they go into winter healthy. With less field work to do in November and December, it allows time to take stock of the year just gone and make plans for the coming year. There will also be time to check over and service our equipment, as well as carry out general maintenance. If you would like to find out more about what is happening on the farm, then please search for us on Facebook and Instagram, and we also have our own farm website.